Okay, last week we started the halachas of Ikiv Tovel. Let's make a little bit of a chazor before we go weiter. Also in the halachas of Ikiv Tovel. So, the ma'aseh we mentioned as we said that there's two halachim of Ikiv Tovel. There's the Ikiv Tovel, they have a mixture. And there's the Ikiv Tovel, you have two different things that you eat them together. Those are the two halachim of Ikiv Tovel. Both of them require the astanova halacha, or simulation based, which is Aruch and Aruch Haim. What is the bracha that you make on the food? You have two things. You eat them together. The ma'aseh needs one bracha, not two. So the shayla is which one? So he said, pashas when you have a mixture of two things, and one of them is the roiv. You always go by the roiv. You make the bracha on that. You have a fruit salad. You have whatever it is. You go by the roiv. Masha inking, if you have a mezonis, mezonis has no shaykhus to roiv. Then of the gemara kol sheyesh boy tells me that the halacha is you always go by the mezonis. I feel if it's the meat. The exception we said was is if the mezonis was put only there ladabik or as a decoration, something agav. Just to make it look nice, whatever it is, that's avada, it's going to be a tofel, right? Explaining, I think the Gemara, Mishnah Betzim and Brochus, and it's shayach even for a piece of bread to be tofel if you're eating it as an enhancer, as you're eating like that. So those are the din by the mixtures. That's chelik aleph of Hilchas Zikah B'Tofel. Chelik base of Zikah B'Tofel was, if I have two items of food, a non-mixture, you take a piece of herring and you put it onto a cracker, you take some peanut butter and you spread it over a rice cake or a cracker, whatever it may be. Right, there's no mixture going on over here. Over, it's two foods that you eat together. One enhances the other. So the pshat is as well. If one of them is klar, then it makes taste of the other one. So that's the tofel, the other one is the ikar. However, if it's only put there just to help you hold it up, or to make it look nice, or to make it stay in one piece, like the case of the cheesecake, for example, we said, you're holding it up, or let's say, for example, they've got no forks in the kiddush, and all I have is some crackers, my kichos, so I take it up, I scoop up the herring that way. So again, if I'm not bechalal interested in the mezonis can be toffled. Agav, movika oro, someone was married to me this week, I think it's MS, I haven't checked it up in Gunson, or but the Baal will say it, it's a vegishmaka oro. What happens if a person won't go to a kiddush? He's not interested in the halal in the mezonis. He's not interested in the crackers. He wants to eat herring. Either there's no forks, or it's too slimy, too fishy. So he takes the crackers, just kidei, right? So the chayav is a tovel. Chayav is a tovel, Pasha. That's his kavana. He's not interested in the cracker. Tovel. He asks me, what happens, does it? What happens if I'm eating the mezonis for kiddush makom suda? There's no cake. I don't want to have cake. I'm on a diet. Go ahead. So I'm not going to eat the cake. I'll eat the mezonis as a din of kiddush makom suda, which means the halacha is kiddush makom suda. You need to eat the mezonis. Maybe the shayla is whatever. Now it becomes a mash of into the mezonis because of that. So Abu Barai, we discussed it here once before. The gabei, and maybe we discussed it last time. The gabei shavuos by the cheesecake, right? Right. We discussed it over here last time. By the cheesecake, betzem, I want to have cheese. But they put the mezonis, their stamp, to hold up the piece of cheese. So it's a shahakal. I'll become shavuos when I'm eating the cheesecake. Become one of the yotz of the ramah, the shtei lechem. So I mashiv the bread, the mezonis, underneath the cheese, to be a mezonis. In Cain, I would have to make a mezonis on that. Why? Because I mashiv it as a mezonis. In Cain over here, the same thing. That means if a person, the choyer, a person has a cracker, and he's not interested in the cracker, it's mamish din of a tofel. Oh, but he's eating it, the Torah has kiddush makom suda, here he's going to have to make a mezonis. Just agav, throw that to the side. Summer two, the one dafka wants the herring. He said, I want the herring. No, if the herring is summer, a nice zach for the cracker, that's another part that we explained last time. All boss of the kavon. So that was the two mahalchim of Ikiv Tovel. That was the two sugyas. Those are the halachas that come out in the Maisa. Now let's continue into the next sugya of Ikiv Tovel. Agav, ice cream cones, right? We mentioned this, so I think we left off last time. What do you do with an ice cream cone? You have a cone with the ice cream on the top. Ma'alacha. So the Svarim HaKadoshim bring down, and this is what a lot of people in the Maisa go with, the Poshet HaMahalach, and that's it depends. If the cone is a nice sweet cone, tastes nice, it's crunchy, it's got sugar in it, it's a geschmacka cone, lechayra, I need to make two brothers. Why? I want the ice cream, that's klar. Number two, I want the cone. Remember, I have two things, I can make two brothers. Just like we explained last time, if I have a steak salad, and I want the vegetables, and I want the steak, I make two brothers. We explained also, if a person has a soup, right? And he has the carrot and he has the soup. He makes two different brachas because the ma'aser, they're two different zakh and he wants them both, and therefore they're both chashim. He has to make two brachas. So what's the halacha over here? He's got the ice cream and the cone. Nice geshmak of cone, ice cream on the top. He makes two brachas. Agav. People often get this mistake. You ever saw a person drive an ice cream cone? They go to the bottom and then they make a mezonis and eat the bottom first, right? Why? Kedimas abrochas, they'll tell you. It's a chasushon. The Mishabur says mafurish and simon yoshad aleph. Mishabur, the Pesip got an aleph over there, right? Klaw. Now, Hilchus Kedimas abrochas, we'll speak about it, Be'ez Hashem, when we discuss Hilchus Kedimas abrochas, Be'ez Hashem before Tu B'Shvat. It's Kedimas abrochas means the normal mahalach, how you eat. Nobody normally eats by eating the mezonis cone before the ice cream. Okay, you don't want to do that because otherwise you're going to have it dripping down. So, above you're not going to do that. Masha'en king, if you have a cone that tastes like a piece of styrofoam, you know, those plastic white cups, tastes of absolutely nothing, so then it doesn't need a mezonis. Why? Because you're holding up the ice cream. You don't want the cone, you're just holding it up. That's how they give it to you. That's how the mice are really, a lot of places can go with the mahalach, and a lot of people taka are knowing this way. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Moedika Shulchan Aruch Harav, with a Moedika Kasha. He doesn't ask it Betoyus Kasha, but we'll say it Betoyus Kasha. Shulchan Aruch Harav and Mishibur is Miramis a couple of times to this Mahalach as well, which changes around the whole Shaila of an ice cream cone and an ice cream. He asks as follows. Let me ask you a Shaila. Would you take an ice cream cone stam? Could be you will. Good, in a chanam, you have people that do everything. Oh, but most people are taking an ice cream cone because they have an ice cream over there. Which means as follows. Shulchan Aruch Harav is telling me like this. In certain situations, you're right. You have a mezonis and the mezonis is choshev. Oh, it's clear that there's an ikkah going on over here. He's gone into an ice cream shop. He's gone into an ice cream shop to buy a scoop of ice cream. You're telling me he's gone to buy the cone? Zechanesh. He went to buy ice cream. Imkay, it's clear that what he's doing is having an ikkah dainu ice cream. Eh? So the ma'aser is up the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And he says this clear. Mamash kumat b'zeva shoyin. What would be the case if I have a situation where I wouldn't eat this thing if not for the other? Then it becomes a tofel. Filu if it's bread, he writes. Because, over here, what's with the ice cream cone? Most people don't go into an ice cream shop to buy a cone and walk out. What do? You buy a cone, you put the ice cream, and you go out. No. Well, maybe you'd never have the cone without the ice cream. If you're Shulchan Aruch Harav, the cone is now tofel. It doesn't become an ikkah. I feel it's a beautiful tasting nice one. No, if a person likes it and he wears this once and he picks, you know, the flavour of the cone with sprinkles on the back of it and chocolate, good, master, he has to make two brothers. Oh, but we're talking about a kid's staff, he goes to buy ice cream, they say to him, do you like it in a cone? He thinks, all right, I'm taking a cone. Right off, you mean if that one wants to cone? Meh, stom or not. So the Maisa Shulchan Aruch Harav passed this that way. Not only that, Revoz the Paschas this way, Shevet HaLevi, the Devitzin Rabbi Ben Moshe, the Betzela Chochma, the Ritzin, and other places can pass in this Mahalach. And that is this, the Yisoid is when I have an Ikka and a Tofel. And it's clear to me that one of them I wouldn't eat without the other one, like the case of the ice cream, then it actually becomes a Tofel. The man that doesn't have to make a bracha. That's the halacha with the ice cream cone over there. Let's move on. Leftovers. A very negeish shayla in Hilchos Ikka v'Tofel. Now again, we're not going to say go through all the examples after examples of Ikka v'Tofel. We could be all night discussing different examples. Again, once you have to claw him, everything becomes claw. What's the halacha with a leftover? You eat an ikka and a tofel together. Let's take a simple case. No, classic case, you have a fruit salad. You've got apples, you've got oranges, and you've got bananas. Roiv is ha'etz. You made the ha'etz, I just bananas. Good, ikka v'tofel. I didn't have to make a brocha on the bananas. Comes out, the last piece of the fruit salad is a banana. What do I do now? I'm about to take into my spoon a banana, which, l'choira, if you look at this banana, it never had a bracha on it. Never been a bracha on this banana. There's no adama made b'chla. So what do you do in such a case? So the halacha is that this is also negated, by the way, with similar milk. What do you do with similar milk? You make one bracha by similar milk, right? I know anybody that should be ever making two brachas on cereal and milk. It's a double portion. When you put your milk into the cereal, the milk is kilo toffle, it makes it softer, makes it easy to eat. So I've had it because it didn't have a toffle. So the ikim is the cereal. No, leftover milk at the end. I got so half a bowl. You want to drink it down. You make a bracha. Just the shayla. So la'alach la'maisa, avadu, you do not make a bracha on the toffle. What's the aside? The Yisoid is the Chakira we mentioned the beginning of last time. And that was, what is the Yisoid of Ikka v'Tofel? Is the Ikka v'Tofel telling me that the Tofel does not require a bracha? Or is the Pshat the Tofel does when it gets the din of the Ikka? So we wanted a Taina, by the way, the Nafkamina will be this case, right? If you hold that the soydis, it doesn't need a bracha, good, now it does. This is by itself. It's no longer by the ikka. And if you hold that it gets the din of the ikka, so they're good. Once it got the din of the ikka, the bracha was made on it already. So don't feel bad that people taka do. People feel bad when they drink half a cup of half a bowl of milk, thinking, oh, I never made a shakel, right? Meicha desa. About the not, it had the bracha when you made the mezonos or the hadom or whatever you made in your cereal. It had the bracha made to it. You don't have to make another bracha. There's a merdeka maisa. They bring in the anchas rabbeinu b'shem the stipler. I think it is atzal that they tiny that the stipler took cake and he dipped it into some tea, whatever it was, right? And then he ate the cake and he drank the tea. When drank the tea afterwards without any bracha bachal, what follows? He had to go to tako. When he made the bracha on the mezonos that he had in his hand that was dipped into the tea, that was the ik of a tako. The tea is the tako. He made the bracha and he just drank the tea without any shakal on the tea. That's the mice they bring down from this pipe. Agav, in that case, people drip biscuits into tea and these sorts of things. You have to be careful. Mishabruba is a big suffix. What do you do? He wants both. What does you do in the mice? Mishabruba said what you do is you take the mezonos. You make a mezonos on it by itself. You take the tea, you make shahak on itself, and then you start dipping. But once you dip the biscuit inside the tea, inside the coffee, inside the chocolate milk, whatever it is that the kids do, then you have a sophic of how many brothels you're making, because the etzem, you want the liquid, and it's a shayla if it's a tarubus or not. A shayla.
Maybe this is more to deal with the colic, because when you dip it in, you still want to eat the cake and the tea separately.
Oh, then for sure you have to make a bracha. That's klar. That's klar. Good. I hear. Oh, by Nachanam, that would be more reason to make a bracha about the case of the cake and the tea. Mashiach of the sea, cereal. Aga, by the way, people that dip in the biscuits, we all learn a simple kufnu ches, right? We need it to the zedai. Poshut. Doshut dibu babashke. As I pass in halacha, simple kufnu ches. Now, going back to the cereal case. What's talking about the law of the cereal case, right? So Reb Moshe writes, in Chelek Gimel, Reb Moshe writes, there's a nafka mina. It depends. If a person puts the normal amount of milk inside the cereals of Reb Moshe, and you got left over, no bracha. What's the halacha? If a person, the kids do this all the time, they put in extra milk, start that, the chocolate milk afterwards, it's geshmak to drink it. They duck to put in more milk. So Reb Moshe, in that case, rather you have to start making a shakel. So here's the only time where Moshe is masking that at the end of the cereal, now you've got this whole bowl of chocolate milk over there, now you're going to start drinking it as potatoes chocolate milk. Oh, now we get the din of a shahakal. As I pass in the Maaser of Moshe. Of a roiv pa'amim, chulun, for example, right? So we said last time, a person has a heiligen chulun, what does he do? So he has, normally it's a mezonos, right? So we said, roiv pa'amim, it's a mezonos, it's got the kishka, it's got the barley all over the place over there. Let's not make some mezonos. At the end of the bowl, he's got a potato hanging around over there. And he eats that potato, a barley doesn't need a bracha, right? Let's go. Chocolate covered items, what do you do with that? That's very, very schwer. Personally, I spent hours and hours just on this shaila by itself, and you see the tshuvas of going backwards and forwards to the Gedolei Olam about these zachans. There's a major machlokes achronim. What's the halacha when something is stuffed into something else? For example, the Amnineza discusses a case if you have chicken that's stuffed with a stuffing, right? Or for example, let's take something again. You have cabbage. That you put mince inside, or the Israeli version is you have a pepper and you put rice inside, right? Similar idea, but not mamash on the same madriga. But I'll go upon him, what's the halacha in such a case? So that Abnei Neza, the Maimon Motcha, many are good, they're chloinim taina, that the pshat is as follows. The ikka is the inside. The outside is to be gitam to the inside. So for example, the case of the pepper, the case of the cabbage, the mince, taka what? Oh, but they're masking in the case, for example, when you have a chicken, and inside the chicken you put a little bit of stuffing inside to make it, you know, taste nice or whatever. So, above you can't say that the ikka is the inside. Above it's the oif from the outside. That's a double portion. What do we do when you have chocolate covered or other things like raisins, nuts, all these sorts of things? So, the mice says, two things are portioned. If you have, for example, let's say, honey-coated almonds and all these things, right? You buy in the stores, you buy almonds and cashew nuts, all these things, with honey and whatever it is. It's a double portion that the ikkar is the nut, and you make a broth on the nut, the honey is cooked, like sugar, just give it a tuck. But she'en king, when you've got one of these American sugar nuts, where the actual layer of sugar is a thick, geschmacka sweet, and when you break open inside, then you get the almonds, so then it depends. Ruvadashu, Rishloim, and Zalman, then you go basa roiv. And if roiv of the almond, you have a mixture of two zachen, basa roiv, roiv tells me that the almond wins, because that's the roiv. Abba Moshe said, no, you make two brachas. Now, by the way, what does that mean you make two brachas? That doesn't mean you have to start biting in and start taking two things. You can suck the sweet on the outside. When you get to the nut on the inside, you can start making your haitis, adomas, whatever is inside. That's the maisa with those things. What about mezonos? It's very confusing. When we learned the study of brachas, we went to the makolot, we started buying all the kipkats and the lahits and all these, all the chocolates, opened them in half to see how much mezonos is inside and all these zaken. The most of it depends. Enochanami, you have a mezonos, normally a mezonos wins. I feel there's a gavaldik of chocolate on the outside, mezonos normally wins, and if it's a geschmack away from the inside, the choyot's a mezonos. Masha'en king. If you're dealing with something that has a very thin layer of mezonos with cream and mezonos, a little thin layer of mezonos with lots of cream and everything else, that passes a shahakol, because the mezonos says to hold it up, give it the crunch, or whatever it is. So it depends the mice on what's inside. It also depends on the person's kabbalah. Depends on what you want. You're buying it for the chocolate, and agad you like the crunch and the chanami. Some people buy for the wafer, and the chocolate is agad. So that's the halacha of leftovers, that's the halacha of them. Another sugya in Hilchos Ikev HaTofel is as follows. When do you have to make a bracha on the tofel? So as can we discuss Hilchos Ikev HaTofel, the tofel is potter from making a bracha. However, there are five cases that we have, la halacha, that the tofel requires its own personal bracha. Even though it's a tofel, what are these cases? Case number one, we'll start with this case from the Ramah. The Ramah brings in Siman Reish Beis as follows. There's a famous Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen asks the Shaila, what happens if a person gets up in the morning and he wants to drink some wine? He wants to drink wine, oh, but it's a bit schwer to drink wine in an empty stomach. Oh, so what's the Trumas Hadeshen time? You want to take some bread, you want to take something else, whatever it is, and you want to eat that first in order to cope with the strongness of the wine. So here you have a case, and what's the case? Here you have a case of an ikka, wine, and a toffle, right? Like the case of the Gemara, where the wine is too heavy, and I'm dipping the challah in, or the whiskey, whatever, the challah into the whiskey, today to cope with the tam and the charitas of the whiskey. In that case, what do we say? The bread is toffle. Very good. So the Shumas Hadeshen. Here you have a case where I'm eating the toffle, kodim the ikka. What do you do over here? What bracha are you going to make? So now you're stuck. Why are you stuck? Because the longest that we said in Ikav HaTofel was that Be'etzem HaTofel does need a bracha novels because I'm making a bracha of the Ikav, so it gets kilu nichlal, it becomes bottom for the Ikav. Oh, but you didn't eat the Ikav yet. So if you didn't eat the Ikav, it's not going to help you. There's no bracha. What are you going to do? The mice. As I said, the Ikav is a dash. What does he say? He says, you have to make a bracha. To a poshet, you have to make a bracha. Then he brings over there in the tshuva that he found the Ozerua. Now the Ozerua writes, it doesn't get its own bracha, it loses its own bracha, it loses the chashivas of what it is, and it turns into shahakol niyeh v'dvari. As I pass the Ozerua, so no, Trumas Hadeshen says you eat the top before the ikka, it's very negative, this, we'll get to it. Oh, but you eat the top before the ikka, you make a bracha. Which brachas of the Ozerua you make a shahakol? Says the Ramah, Mamash like the Trumas Hadeshen, Zuk the Ramah, the end of Siman Reish Beis. That loch is the same. You eat the ikka before, eat the toffle before the ikka, you make a bracha. What bracha? Shakal ni b'dvor. Comes along the Mogen Avraham, and as I pass, give me Shabur as a slicha. It depends. If the ikka was a shahakal, let's say you have a chocolate mousse. Let's take an example, right? You get a nice cup of a chocolate mousse, and on top of the chocolate mousse, they put a piece of strawberry, or a piece of grape. Some decoration, zicha toffle, a maladaba. This grape, this strawberry, is toffle. What do people do? They take it. Start to eat it first. Why not? It's the first thing they eat. It didn't hop inside your chocolate mousse. Right? So we'll get to halacha in a moment. Oh, but start. What bracha is the strawberry? So the Mogen Avraham Mishavur learns it depends. If the ikka is shahakol, say the Hanami. If this strawberry becomes a shahakol, because it got the bracha of the ikka. Or if the ikka is something else, then we don't say that. Right? Then it keeps its own bracha. Again? Oh, similar shayla. So it depends. A wafer could be different because it's a mezonos, and also because people enjoy it, eat it together with it, scoop it out. That's a different shayla. Oh, but the grape, for example, is a bag of tofu. Lemaisa. What are we going to do in this case? A tofu before the ikka. The mishabur paskins la halacha. A person should never eat the tofu before the ikka. I need a bracha murama. Mishabur says don't do it lechatchila, which means la halacha lemaisa. You have a fruit salad. And on top of the fruit salad, you've got a biscuit. A little biscuit sticking up over there. Starting to look nice. And a chas on a bris, whatever it may be. Zul the Mishabur, don't eat this mezonos first. It's a tofel. Eat it later, after you made the bracha on the fruit. The trick is the chocolate mousse. Avada, don't eat the grape, the strawberry first. That's the first thing that people do. You watch. People always take the tofel and eat it first. You've got a major shayla what bracha is. Mogen Avraham, Ramah, Trumas Hadeshen, Ozerua, backwards and forwards. La halacha the Mishabur is lechatchila, don't do it. If you do, then it depends. It depends on what we said last time, if the ikka, the tofel, depending on the brachos, depending on what it gets. Okay, so that's number one. To stam eat the tofel before the ikka should not be done. Number two, what's the halacha if you made a bracha on the ikka without the knowing the topple is going to come. Let's take a simple case. You're eating some chips, you take some normal French fries. You take these chips and you start making a hadoma and you start eating. All of a sudden, they bring you some ketchup. No, they put the ketchup on your plate, right? You make a bracha on the ketchup. Zudanish, why? Because it's a normal thing for a person to eat chips with ketchup. It's a kilu daito alot, and you are going to have ketchup. So, all the same thing, grapefruit, for example, and all of a sudden someone comes along and says, hey, you need some sugar, it's quite sour. You sprinkle some sugar on your grapefruit, you don't make a bracha on the sugar. It's a normal thing. Masha'ein king, what happens in the following case? What happens if I'm eating a cracker, I'm eating a rice cake? It's a bit plain. You know what, let me go and get some chocolate spread, let me go and get some peanut butter, let me get some cream cheese, whatever it may be, and smear it on. People don't have this. You have to make a bracha on the tofu. It's a tofu, and a tofu doesn't require a bracha. The chiddush is, because this man, when I made a bracha on the ikka, I didn't cover myself on the tofu, because it wasn't a normal thing to have, and it wasn't for fun of. So Meile needs its own bracha. And this is something that Poshut, I'm telling you, I've always said, Poshut, people are mixing this halacha, the shayla of a bracha, of nene, ba'olim hazeh, b'lai brachas, ki'ilu mo'el, goyzel, m'lai b'olim shloim, Hashem Yerachim. Hashem Yerachim. Yes? I love dafka. That depends on the sugya that we gave at the beginning, which was if a person has das to eat more things, does he have to continue making a bracha or not? So it's a very heavy sugya that I'm not going into. But I'll put him in a normal case. In a normal case, let's take a cracker of a mezonos with a cream cheese on the top. Vadai, you have to make a shahak on him as well over there. Poshut. And people don't know that because they think, what do you mean? It's a tovel, tovel, you don't make a bracha. It's klar, you have to make a bracha on that case. Mashaykh, the ketchup with the chips, no shayla, because it's raw, good. Next, this one's a little bit interesting one. Medicine. When a person takes medicine, so we know if you take it with water, you don't make a bracha. When you take it with Coca-Cola, you do make a bracha, right? So there's many reasons for it. Ikka reason is obviously the hana, we discussed it once before. Another reason that Achoyinim want to tie in a pshat is because normally we say that one thing is tofel to the other. Dahainu, the medicine is the ikka, and the water is tofel to the other one. However, when the tofel has a nice taste, has an enjoyable Coca-Cola, as we case over here, so nachanami, then I'm going to have to make a bracha on the tofel, dahainu, the Coca-Cola. Fine, that's an interesting case I'm not going into. Next, hesach hadas, malacha, if a person is masiyas daitoi between the ikka and the tofel, I'll give you an example, right? Everyone knows, you have a piece of lokshin kegel, right? You have a piece of Yushalmi kegel, and it comes in a kiddush with a little string of pickle right next to it. So this everybody knows, right? The newcomers don't know this one, right? There was a meister, there was an American that went to Meisharim one time. So he went to a kiddush, whatever, he was staying by a person in Meisharim, Meister Shoya, and he walks in over there, and ends up davening, they give him a plate, nice piece of, I thought it was pizza because it looks the same thing, but a meister was Yushalmi kegel with a nice pickle on the side. There's nothing to do with this. It's very nice. Never seen this thing before. He came from America. What if he gets such a thing in America? Who sells such a thing in American kiddush? Make a this again. Here you go, slapped on your plate. Nice plastic plate with a piece of kegel and a pickle. Ah, Lishaman. Of a component of all the Yushalmis there were tucking away over there. Ikka was tofel, the Yushalmis, the Yushalmis, the Ikka was the Yushalmi kegel, the tofel is the pickle, mashallah. This guy gets up from there. Mama, she wanted to impress the Odom with his brochas. So he starts making a brocha, his mezonos on his Yushalmi kegel. Then he takes the pickle and goes, straight away, so the whole place gets up. That's a klal that's considered to be ikka b'tochel. However, malacha, person eats Yushalmi kegel. No, eats Yushalmi kegel. Then he goes outside to have a talk with his friend. And he looks on his plate, he has the pickle there. So he wants to eat the pickle. So what do we say normally? If he would be inside the room of the shul, he wouldn't have to make a bracha, because it's tochel. But behold, you just made yourself a shina mokum. Shina mokum, as we'll discuss, is the same in the shina kuf ayin ches. It's called the hesach hadas. We made it, I was Messiah, dark between the ikka and the tofel, and I have to make a bracha on the tofel. Even though Be'etzim a tofel doesn't require a bracha, in this case, it taka does. Who are din with the ice cream cone? For those people that are not going to be making a mezonos on your ice cream cone, and you're in the shop, enjoying your ice cream, and then all of a sudden the taxi outside beeps over there, and you go, oh, got a cup inside, all you've got left of your cone, normally you wouldn't have to make a bracha on your cone at mezonos because it's tofel. So you will have to make a bracha in that case. The fifth case when you have to make a bracha on the tofel is if you made a bracha achreina. If a person made the bracha achreina on his ikka, so obviously now when you go on and eat your tofel, you're going to have to make a brand new bracha on the tofel even though it's tofel. Stam, bracha achreina, very choshev. Shulchan Aruch says in the end over here in Siman Reish Beis, just like ikka the tofel works for hilchas bracha rishayna, hu hadin bracha achreina. So that means like this. Just like I'm going to be making a mezainus on, let's take an easier case. Let's say I'm going to take a case of, mezainus. I have spaghetti on the meat, right? And the ikur is the spaghetti. What bracha am I making? I'm making a mezainus. What about the bracha achrayna? Ikur b'tofel also tells me what bracha achrayna I made, and I don't need to make a bone of fashos. It's enough to make another michya on the pasta, and therefore I imparted my bracha achrayna on the actual on the bone of fashos, things like the meat. However, you have to be very careful. Love dafka, this is always work. Let's say, for example, a case of the Heilige Chulent. Right, so you have this, you're making mezainus. Why make a mezainus? Because there's barley in there. What's the bracha achrayna? So love dafka, because we made a mezainus to begin with, that you're automatically going to be making a alamichya at the end. Why? Because you didn't need the kazayas of mezainus kidei achilas pras. So if you've got a whole shtickle of kishka, or a whole barley bowl over there, and a chanami, pashas you eat the kazayas, don't do the achilas pras, you make a alamichya. Most times you're not going to be having that. Most times, again, you have a salad, right? Let's say you have a salad. You have a big, nice salad for lunch. And there's nice, you know, crackers and all sorts of mezainis in there. Good, it wasn't a tofel. I make a mezainis on the ganze salad. Bracha achrayna, lav dafka. It depends how much kazayis you had. It depends how much you had kidei achilas pras. That's very, very important. Schnitzel, for example, there's lots of mezainis there. But we make a shahakol, and you make a baron of oshes. Even though you ate mezainis, there's no raya, anything else. You have fruit salad with grapes, for example. Also, another shiach one, right? Fruit salad with grapes, you make our eight. Bracha achrayna, what do you make? If roiv of the fruit salad is not grapes, you're making a baron of oshes. You're not making ala eight. That's a double portion. Fine. Let's move on to the last sugya of ikav tofel, slightly different, but on the same mahalach sugya of ikav tofel. And that is b'toich ha-suda. I don't think we had time to discuss this when we discussed making a bracha toich ha-suda. We didn't have time to discuss what about whiskey, what about coffee, and what about tea. These are the three things that we didn't have time to discuss. So I want to go through the same thing now. We know that when a person makes a hamotzi, at the beginning of the meal, he eats bread. This is considered to be the ikav, and everything that follows of the meal is considered to be the tofel. And therefore, whatever he eats during the meal does not need a bracha, machmas hilchas ikka v'tovel. What about liquids? What about drinks? So drinks is a moedika machlokas rishonim. If a person has to make a shahakoil on a cup of coke in the middle of a meal. Major machlokas rishonim. Shitas harayvit is that a drink is not nichlal in a suda. And therefore, every time you drink a coke, you make a shahakoil at the beginning of the meal. Again, you're back into the ganze meal. Comes along Tosfos and says, no. Zuk Tosfos, the pshat is, the reason why you don't make a bracha is, ein achila b'lo shtia. Meaning, you have to drink when you eat. It comes as davening. It comes when a person eats, he drinks. Let me tell you the nafkamina, modik nafkamina. Person goes to a chasana. You go to a chasana, and you have the first course, second course, whatever it is, and then you start the first dance. It's the first dance, I'm able to get up. Mamish, a whole hour, he's dancing, comes back to the table after 20 minutes, schlitzing away, Pasha gets his cup over there, and he drinks a cup of Coke. What's the halacha of that? If you're going, to be enough community to show you, if you're going with Shita's Toysus, you're going to write with no shayla, if you're going with Shita's Toysus, the whole you say is EF Shach Achila Bele Shtia, and every single Shtia is Potter, why? Because it comes Machmas the Suda. Why are you drinking our Coke? Machmas the Suda or Machmas the dancing? No shaykhs. The fizah, female fikoshis, could be you're going to have to make a bracha rishona on that cup of coke because that did not become kamachmas the suda. Now, the mice of the Gedolei Poskim and the Poskim I spoke to were all maskim about the not, favus, for the simple reason, now Tosfos and Mipaskin at Tosfos, that achila below shtia means I have to eat and I have to drink, it always goes together, there's no enough kamina why you're drinking. Once you're drinking, we automatically assume that it fits into Chazal's geder or machmas achila, we made it potter. That's the halacha. So that'll be that case. Now, stamazoy, Shulchan Aruch, how do we pass against machlokes v'shem? So Shulchan Aruch over there, it's in the Kuvayin Zayin, brings Shitas Tosfos. That, lemaisa, every single type of drinking is nichlal in achila, and you do not have to make a bracha. However, yesh machmirin. The Ramah says that meaning is to be meikel, and the Shulchan Aruch brings a day that what you should do is, before you start washing, drink something, meaning the Kama Chassidim, for example, in Geh, is that dafka before they wash, is to have a drink, have a l'chaim. Why? Dafka for the Shita of the Yerushamayim, the Zohar Kodesh brings in also the Arizal, the Morgan Avraham brings in B'Shem Arizal, the Shulchan Atoya, the Kaf HaChaim, other Gedolei Poskim hold that the Yerushamayim should always make a Shahakol before he washes. to be yotze the shita that kuvi had to make a bracha teicha suda. We made it by making shahako both before I washed and I have in mind to drink during the suda and potter from the original shahako that I started with. Agav spadim to show up a bigger mokum to be machme, as I paskin with betzina bishol, kapachaim, and others. Whiskey, on the other hand, what's the halacha with a cup of whiskey? So Rav Eliashiv Zatzal wanted to tiny as follows. He tiny'd, what's a whiskey coming to do? For Metzias, what's a whiskey coming to do? It's coming to Ma'or Taiva Sabaychol. When you drink the whiskey, suddenly you start feeling hungry, you want to start Mishmak appetite. The man is Rav Eliashiv. Since the whiskey's coming to Ma'or Taiva Sabaychol, so it's a chelik of the Suda, it's like appetites that we discussed previously by melon and everything else. Mimela, I do not have to make a broth. It's a chelik of the meal. It's what I, in order to do, in order to keep on eating. That Rav Vosna Shevet Alevi, Mamish doesn't understand what's going on with him. Because he's in a chanai. That's if you go boss of the Meisel. Oh, but we go boss of the Mensch. We've got some of the Kavanah. And since the Kavanah of the person, I guarantee you, in most cases, is not to drink a cup of whiskey. Kudur to be over, take this America, doesn't understand what those words mean. Elamai, why is he having a whiskey? Because I'm supposed to get drunk, that's that whiskey, whatever you want to say, each one, call that for my drink. Akupani, Lemaisa, when a person has a whiskey, in between the fish and the meat, that's a dova poshut, that's the seder, emal adaba, that's potter, no brocha bechlal, favos, because that's normal. A person has a drink, gafka, between the fish and the flesh, avada, it doesn't have to make a broch. If even if he has it after the meat, after the soup, and then after each course, whatever he wants to make a chila between each course, the maisel chashulchan writes, the minig la halacha is, as we pass on chashulchan, as it could be makel, and we do not require brocha on whiskey. Coffee and tea, me'ika hadin, according to the poskim, should require a bracha rishon the toicha suda, because there's no shaykes to the suda, right? Or but the ma'is the poskim say, since a person drinks it for digestion, he drinks it as a hot drink after the meal, savada, it does not require a bracha, it's a chelik of the suda, and therefore does not require a bracha. Just want to end with one famous marashah in the sugim brachas, the Gemara bracha says, Mufurish, Lamed Hei. The Gemara says, also lenis, for ulam azeb le brocha, how many times we mentioned this in the shir of the hei, v'chal anenis, ilu moyal, fed the Gemara kasha, maita kanta, what are you meant to do, right? A person can't eat without making brocha, so no maita, what are you meant to do? Maita kanta, fed the Gemara. Answer the Gemara, yelich eit salachocho. Go to a rov, go figure it out. Zug the marashah, merdi gizach, the marashah writes that this Gemara is talking about birchas anenin. Why? What's the chiddush, what's the chiluk between birchas anenin and other brochas? Zug the Marsha Azai. The Marsha says that by other brothers it's klar. That you learn them, you know it, and get it. You know, Hilchas, you know, thunder and lightning, you know the halachas of a Shechianu on a new pre. Double portion, go to. But Zug the Marsha, when it comes to a case of Hilchas and Nen, when we're dealing with things that change on a daily basis, and especially over here, the Ikka Vatov, which is why I'm mentioning over here, and we've seen it, it's like changing if you fry it this way, and the Mazonis is this way, and how much. And how you make it, what's your kavana, all these sorts of things. Of Zut the Marsha, it's impossible to keep on going through the Marsha. What you have to do, Yelich Eitzel Chochom, Pam Acha Pam, Achiyobi Boki Bohem. Zut the Marsha, it's so important for a person to become a Boki Nilchas Brochas. Why? Because we're dealing with number one, a Shaila of Brochon Lavatolas, which is Mamish Fishita to Rabbam Doraisa, or we're dealing with a Shaila of Kidu Moil Gleisel from the Rabbi Nishilola. The male person has to take his takas seriously after the halachas, and because of that, if anybody wants a sequel of today and last week's share, we're welcome to pick one up over here, fresh.